welcome to According to Star. It's me, Star.
And it's me, Demi.
What's poppin'?
Girl.
What's going on?
Chatlin'. Just living my best life as best possible. How about you?
What's happening?
I can't with you.
I'm just recovering, recouping, resting.
Oh, lucky you. Some of us up and running. Felt like I was worn the fuck out from Sunday's festivities.
I'm still tired currently. So, yeah. This weekend was bomb.com. Did trap art. What else I do?
Child, what didn't you do? Fuck.
I did all the things. All of the things.
All of the things that have to do with making a face.
Right. Trap art was the end of it because I said I don't want to see a maker brush. Nothing for a long time.
She's lying.
I really don't want to do anything.
I bet you don't, but you already...
I don't want to. I didn't say I wasn't going to.
Oh, we already got shit to do this weekend coming up.
I know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's it. And, yeah.
Got some honorable mentions you want to go ahead and toss out?
Honorable mentions to who?
Okay, so Trap Art was great. What's next on the list?
Oh, I was going to say that at the end.
I ain't got shit else to say.
That's it?
Girl, my life is uneventful except for all the shit that I have to run around with you.
Okay.
Exactly my point.
Well then, that note, let's go ahead and just jump into the tea.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Very delicious.
All right, guys. So there's an outbreak of two things. One's very important, so listen up.
What? Oh, boy.
The turkey has been contaminated.
The turkey?
The turkey. That's... Specifically Jenny O brands, but I say it's safe to say don't fuck with no turkeys this time around.
Girl, thanks.
Salmonella.
Niggas gonna fuck with turkey and take their chances. There.
Okay? You could die. Don't die behind the turkey.
Don't die behind the bird?
Do not. Okay? Don't do it.
It's also, somebody's still gonna eat that bird. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't want to see no car washes popping up.
You ate the goddamn turkey. What?
Now.
I hate you.
Okay. So then.
You play too much.
Romaine lettuce has also got an E. coli bacteria outbreak. So if you catch yourself with severe stomach cramps, diarrhea, vomiting. Oof. For long periods of time.
The double-ended dragon.
Yeah, you might want to go check yourself into the nearest hospital, urgent care, free clinic, whatever.
Do something.
Because you have E. coli and you want to make sure you get yourself together before it gets you together.
No, it already got you together.
Get you all the way together. All the way no longer here. Whew. Ain't that serious. Whew. So be careful. Careful of the turkeys. And be careful of the romaine lettuce.
This is the second time with romaine lettuce, though, isn't it? That's why I don't even fuck with that shit. But anyway.
Jesus, well.
I eat spring mix.
A cross-contamination. I don't want to eat none of it. I'm tired of this shit. Like, what in the world? Ugh, can't eat shit.
Well, who else is fucking around with the fuck around?
Let's see, who? Oh, Stevie J and them. That one lady.
Wow. Don't do Faye like that.
That one lady.
Don't do Faye.
So Stevie J and Faith Evans say that Biggie would have approved of their marriage. As everyone knows, except for maybe you new ones. New kids on the block. Faith was married to rapper Biggie Smalls. If you don't know who rapper Biggie Smalls is, do your Googles and figure that shit out.
If you don't know who that is, you're just too young.
Stevie J used to produce music for Biggie back in the day, and they were really cool. He's the godfather of Faith and Biggie's oldest and only child, CJ.
That's weird to me.
Right. So now Faith is now married to Stevie J, who is the godfather
of their
child with Biggie, who was friends with Stevie J.
Okay.
They say that he would have approved.
That's what all guilty conscience
says. Stevie J says it's 20-something years later, and I'm sure he'd be happy that she's happy. He'd be doing his thing. I just make sure that she's good and we're good. Long as me and her are good and the kids are good, between us, we'll have 10 children. So that's a lot.
That's so gross. Okay, first off, I have a problem with the it's been 20 years. Cool, I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody says when is the time period where you can, before you can go on and move on. That's not where I have my issue.
It's a different, this is no, a different no, no, type no. of move on.
But what he said about the whole fact of, I'm sure he'd be happy that she's happy. Cool. He be doing his thing. Nigga, what the fuck you mean he be doing his thing? He'd still be alive. They would probably still be married if that's right. the case. Nigga, what?
Yeah, that's what I was confused about. He'd be doing his thing.
Doing his thing? You think my nigga up in heaven doing hopscotch doing his thing? Like, I'm just trying to figure out what he doing.
You shut the hell up.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Hopscotch doing
like he'd be doing his thing. He would be alive then. What?
Oh my god, he's crazy. Shut up, Stevie. I can't.
Stevie.
Next. What's on the list next? Shit.
Well, Macy's under hot water.
That's not in my tea, child.
Is not?
Oh yes it is.
Thank you. Don't blame me for this.
I thought I put it in the trash.
Well we should have been. It's gonna go ahead and just go in the trash, so next. Too.
Well, no, we'll put it here. Okay, so Macy's had an ad. I don't know if you guys seen it floating around. But it's like a little advertisement for their holiday pajama jams.
Come on, pajamas. And
there's four squares. In the first square, to your upper left, has a whole white family with their little doggy. And it's a mommy and a daddy and their three kids. Oh, so sweet.
Okay.
Then the photo to the top right has... It represents the LGBTQ community, and it has two dads and two little baby kids. And then we have the bottom left square is where they got us fucked up. So they got a black mom and three little kids, no daddy. And I'm going to skip on to the lower right square where they have a white mom and dad and two kids and their cute little dog.
Can a niggas get a dog?
Which one of these squares is not like the other?
Can a nigga get a dad?
Can the niggas get a pet and a father?
I'm just saying.
Does that happen in real life with black families? I don't get it.
Can a nigga get a bone?
I mean, just fucking ridiculous. But yeah. Yeah, they're not water because of that.
We can go more in depth later.
Yeah.
Just know, y'all ain't shit, but we're going to carry on and read your ass later in the trash.
They're just going to say, oh my gosh, it was an oversight, and we in our marketing and our this and that team, it's and we work hard, and we're diverse, and blah, blah, blah.
You
blah,
better
blah,
come
blah.
With all the keywords that
inclusive.
You need.
Inclusive. All of those things that say it was an oversight, so that means no black people work there whatsoever.
I mean,
not even
the,
a
they put
piece
the little
black.
Black baby with the LGBTQ family.
No, I'm saying the father.
I know, but what I'm saying is that y'all was inclusive enough to make sure there was a little black baby in that group with the daddy. Well, there was two daddies.
It was a black daddy, so that's only right. But they got a black kid.
But
a lot of hope.
But like I said, you guys were aware enough to make sure that one of them babies matched that black daddy in that. Okay, just like
black
that.
Women are single moms. That's just what it is.
Come on, stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I normally like to start off with the bad stuff first, but I wasn't gonna bring it up at all.
Well,
but
all that was
I need
bad.
To address
except
it.
For Stevie J.
So P Diddy's girlfriend, fiance, mother just of his babies. She just passed away suddenly. This is she had a flu-like symptoms before passing away. She saw an in-home doctor. They said they didn't take any meds from the home, so it wasn't like any meds, but said like the day after she saw the in-home doctor, she was having flu symptoms is when she passed away. So right now they're ruling it, the cause of death is deferred. They're still investigating. But right now they're saying natural causes pretty much. It's so sad and so sudden.
It is so sudden. These poor babies just lost their mother, and it's like, just having the peace behind knowing, you know, what it was or what happened could mean a lot to some people. But the fact that these kids don't have their mom is just heart-wrenching. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate because it wasn't like she was old. Mm-mm. Wasn't like she
was leaving an unhealthy lifestyle. They said she was pretty healthy and holistic. She looked like it.
Right. So for her to just be up and gone, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, you never know. Shows you that you never freaking know. You are not promised the next day.
Never.
Well, let's go ahead and send our condolences and our prayers. And we need to get like Joe Budden podcast and play
Outstanding.
Outstanding. Cue the music.
And off to Black Foolishness we go.
We need a happy tune. Okay, Black Foolishness.
Who raised you? It's actually painful to watch.
So this one just made its way on Black Foolishness for more than one reason. But the most obvious reason for me is not even the possession of illegal Xanax.
I need to meet your parents.
Who mama? Who named this baby?
Why? Why would you do this to your son?
This young black king in the making. Well, who named him Adidas Nike Brown?
Can we talk about how they didn't spell Adidas right, though?
Yeah, they had several typos here, but that's not for me to talk about. Hollywood
I'm
Unlocked.
I'm hoping that they... I don't think this was Hollywood Unlocked. I think that was that boy's name.
They spelled it on the...
did they spell it right?
On the screen.
Oh, never mind. It's come on, D. Hollywood Unlocked. Hold on. Deja.
But anyway, yes. Adidas Nike Brown, you didn't give him a chance. Like,
nah, he was set up from the jump.
He was set up to be in Monroe, Louisiana. Oh, God, that's not. Yeah, hood shit happens there. Yeah, you just set this little boy up to just be what he is an illegal Xanax distributor. I mean, can we just do better?
Ooh, child.
I think that my generation is starting to do better with the naming of the kids, giving them real normal names for the most part. Not saying that we should hide our ethnicity, but
Adidas ain't Nike, black though.
Adidas
that
Nike.
Just show your ass.
But you know, no white person's not naming their child Adidas. So that is still considered ethnic to race as far as black people.
But it's,
a white person's not going to name their child Adidas. So when they see Adidas Nike on an application, they're going to know he's black.
But my thing is, I'm more so sitting here thinking like Adidas has no ethnic actual background. As for some of the other ethnic names you hear, you're like, oh, okay, that's a nigga name. Rather than,
a nigga did this.
Oh, well, I know a nigga did this. This nigga just was naming their baby shit they couldn't afford.
Well, Adidas and Nike ain't that. Oh, well, I don't know.
And carrying on.
Normally that's with cars like Mercedes and Lexus and Porsche.
I rest my case. You just said this place is not a very great place to begin with, so this might have been some shit they couldn't afford.
My God.
It might have been Shaq's on deck, okay?
Stop doing this to the kids, okay? Give them a chance.
Give them a chance.
Damn.
I'm glad my parents named me what I got named. Thank you, Jesus.
So, Black China made it here on Black Foolishness. It's no surprise.
Not at all.
So she's currently being ran through the ringer and handed her draws on the fact that she's selling $250 skin bleaching cream.
But are we shocked?
Like, why on God's green earth as a black woman would you be selling skin bleaching cream? Well,
now,
who am I asking?
Shocked?
Why am I asking these questions? The same person who looks like
a whole rap career off of one run
looks like
down
a blow up
song
doll.
And turned it down.
Embarrassing. Okay.
She deserved to sit her ass down somewhere and figure out how to actually make some real money again. Because this is not it, sis. This is not it, sis. Especially with the idea that you know goddamn well you are not just using it on scars and what else did she say she uses it on?
Like black marks and dark circles.
Yeah, no. Get the fuck out of here. We know goddamn well you are not using it on that. Because how much damage have you done to your damn body? I mean, certain places, I'm sure, do have some of those marks, you know, because that ass don't look all real, but...
Got to get rid of those injection marks. Cause hyperpigmentation.
Bitch, but $250?
You said like a little small Swarovski crystal and crusted container. Yeah, and she's disguising it as selling it for women who have skin issues. Oh, girl, please.
Just because Rob didn't cut you off because he can't afford that tab, don't mean you got to go and sell your soul. Just know everything you do is going to always be a reflection on not just you. Your kids going to have to live up to the stupid shit that you did. I'm just saying. Like, everybody going to be like, who your mama is? Mm-mm. Next question.
Mm-mm.
They'll probably tell you, that child probably be like, my daddy is. That's what I say my mama is. Whew. Y'all need to chill out. Black China, you need to chill out, dear.
Well, she got to figure out how to get some coins, child.
Bitch, you better go back to them damn beauty bars you had at one point in time.
Oh, was it lashes or something?
I want to say lashes, and I think she was actually selling some cosmetics at one point in time.
Was she?
I think
lip glosses or something?
Yes.
Okay, well, figure it out, honey.
Figure it out without having to sell your soul.
You should have pretended a little while longer. You'll be getting those bills paid, child. Kristen cut Rob off. He said, you should have married the bitch. You married a bitch, I ain't responsible. Oh my God, I feel sorry for them.
You're not money.
You gotta get a job.
You gotta get a job, my nigga.
You gotta sell ads on Instagram.
You better get back on that flat tummy tee, even though we all know you lying. He aired your ass out on that one.
All the way out.
Ooh, child.
Jesus.
Ooh. Whatever happened to that, dang, what is it? That revenge porn case against him.
I ain't heard another word
me
from it.
Either.
Yeah. She got paid off, I'm sure.
Of course, but
Chris
she apparently
said, look here, little bitch. We're not finna do this, bitch. Take this.
All right, Chris. Talk to him. Talk to him real quick, Mama Drew. Woo. Look, you thought my husband did some shit up in that motherfucking OJ case.
And your raggedy ass mama. We're gonna make both of you disappear.
Come on, y'all.
Don't fuck with us.
All right, Chris, the momager just came through.
Here, Angela, get the fuck out.
Ooh.
Is that her real name, Angela? Black China?
I don't know what the fuck her real name is.
I think it's Angela. Anyway, but yeah, so I think she got paid off for that.
Yeah, because I ain't heard shit about it.
Not a peep. Not a sound.
You sold your soul for that shit too, huh?
You know.
You're a sellout,
bruh.
For
a check. Anything for a check. Anything for
you broke
check.
Niggas don't deserve. No, bitch, you don't deserve because you over here making fucking checks in ways
you don't deserve.
You don't deserve. That's why that shit ain't even on iTunes no more.
Oof. Right on. Took it right on down.
And said,
laughing stock.
Come on, one star.
Damn, Daniel.
That shit wasn't even worth a damn star.
No.
Broke niggas don't deserve. Bitch, no. Broke bitches don't deserve dick either. Let's just keep it real. Bitch, if you can't afford to make
rich dick.
Nah, you can't even keep your own bills paid, sis. And then I seen her say that her kids deserve a lavish lifestyle like their fathers. Bitch.
Why?
For what?
You weren't their father's wife.
Thank you.
The hell?
Not even that.
You know, first got off, the game fucked up.
First off, you was out here trying to plot revenge and shit, and you fucked up your own goddamn bag that way. Child, look. I'm tired, Black China. I'm just hoping
then
your mama
you got revenge porn out on Rob, and in the next couple weeks, then your other porn come out. They probably was like, bitch, now
stop
fucking making these fucking tapes, bitch. I suggest you settle.
That's not funny, but goddamn, Black China, girl.
You got a freaking lawsuit against him, and then a couple weeks later, another fucking one come out.
Somebody drop you sucking dick terribly. Like, goddamn, girl.
In riding, reverse cowgirling, like the stiffest fucking.
2018 ain't been your year, sis. Mm. It has not. Girl, I would just stop fucking up. Just lay low.
I thought she was for a little bit. Jesus be Christ.
After she got rid of that little young boy?
Which one? YBN Almighty J?
Yeah, the one that said he was trying to get her pregnant.
Oof. Yeah, YBN Almighty J. Yep, that's him. Don't even know that. What is YBN?
Young
broke niggas.
And we're moving on.
I don't know. YBN young bitch niggas? Young boss niggas?
Bitch, I don't listen to trap music
young
like you do.
Blood niggas.
You know what? Dear white people.
I'm trying to figure it out. Yep, dear white people.
Dear white people, wow, y'all really trying it.
Well, here we are with a shitload of shit.
What's for dinner?
Ugh. So this woman ain't white, but if you ain't black, you white. So woman accused of murdering boyfriend and cooking remains in traditional dish.
You know, I can't even look at this story again.
So a woman in the United Arab Emirates is accused of murdering her boyfriend and cooking his remains in a traditional Moroccan dish. So she's been unidentified, but she killed her boyfriend in the United Arab Emirates and then cooked and served his remains in a traditional homemade dish. The woman allegedly wanted revenge from a boyfriend who dumped her after she financially supported him during their 7-year relationship. Oh, killed him 3 months ago and got away with it until her recent arrest after his tooth was found inside her blender. After finding the tooth and being arrested, she admitted to the authorities that she got a friend who helped her dump his body. And she kept some of his flesh to mince in a blender.
Do you know how bad I still want to throw up after
she claimed she cooked his body in a traditional rice and meat dish known as makbos, M-A-C-H-B-O-O-S. So if you guys are traveling around the world, make sure you eat that.
Oh, no.
Which she served to her nearby workers. Oh, my God. Why are you feeding it to people? She's fucking crazy. Oh.
I really still feel sick to my stomach. After
yeah,
that.
So that's what she did. She kept some of his flesh and blended it up. They found his tooth.
That's what I'm
in
trying
the
to
blender.
Figure out what part of the. Did you keep his cheek, bitch?
What did y'all do to his body?
Did
where
you keep
had
the jaw?
A tooth?
But that's my point. What did you mince up? No.
They didn't say that he was chopped up.
No,
they dumped his
they
body.
Said they
so
dumped
did
his
you
body.
Just
so my thing is, what part
his
of the.
His tooth.
You kept the motherfucking jaw, bitch. Did you did you soak that motherfucker and boil it for flavor?
No, no,
I'm just
no.
trying to figure out how we got a tooth in this bitch. Cause you had to have taken the face. It had to be. Oh, she took the cheek. Oh. Oh, she said, I'm not turning another cheek. Give me yours, bitch.
Oh no, that's disgusting. Ugh. What is wrong with you people? That is just bizarre.
My stomach just got queasy again.
Feeding it to people. Oh,
next.
My God.
Oh, my God. Next. I'd kill that bitch if I found out. I'm like,
honey, okay.
How many months ago was that?
Three months ago.
I'm like, this bitch came out here friendly as fuck talking about she had dinner. Where the fuck she at? I get ready to kill her.
Arrested. And you just ate some flesh. Oh. So two men are arrested for robbing fire stations during the wildfires in California. Talk about an opportunist. Now both of their redneck looking asses are being held on bail for $250,000. They stole vehicles. They were charged with vehicle theft, looting during an emergency, and possession of stolen property. Oh, Lord. Right where the campfire is still burning. People done lost their houses and everything. And y'all, first thing on your mind.
Oh, yeah. But no.
Was to go stealing from the fire station. The fire station.
Pink's family. Her husband said, you can't try that shit up in our neighborhood, motherfucker. Don't you try to come loot this motherfucker. So, yeah, they had to find somewhere.
Lord.
They posted a picture on Instagram saying, try it, bitch. We armed.
Out of all the places you could have burglarized, all of the many places while everyone is so distracted by the fires, you choose the fire station.
They thought it'd be empty.
But there's cameras. People live in there sometimes, like sleep there and
I
do
know.
Types of
things.
Like,
I used to do that shit.
Idiots. Like, what in the holy hell is wrong with you people?
I didn't say it was smart.
Oh, God. I can't.
But when everything's said and done, I'm glad it's white people and not us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm glad niggas know better.
Not that we know any better.
I mean, ain't none of them.
But not
reported.
A fire station, that's for sure.
I pray that we don't see this in the fucking news tomorrow or read something about this next week and be like, fuck, I
we'll have to give an update, but we're good with updates. Okay, so whatever. So where we at now?
I don't know. I feel like you skipped one.
I think I did. Hold on.
Okay. So we're going to go back to the baby?
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, okay. So this one ended up in the Dear White People because
how the fuck?
Yeah. How the fuck? So a 1-year-old who was dropped on a railway moments before a train passed through shockingly survived.
Oh, was y'all trying to get rid of the baby?
So there's a video of the baby being dropped on the railway just seconds before the train rolled over her.
Whew.
In India.
Oh, yeah. They be trying to dump. Never mind.
Her name was, Sahiba is her name. She was dropped a centimeter away from the wheels of the Samta Express train as the four coaches almost claimed her life. So,
Her daddy.
Her daddy explains, we were alighting from train when signal went green. I guess they're saying exactly how he speaks. Since the train was heavily crowded, my wife, Ranu, who was holding Sahiba in arms, got shoved off from unknown passenger and our daughter fell on the tracks. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's how that played out.
Huh. So she fell through the little slit of getting off a train. Because, like, there was a little space between the, what do you call that?
The but little that landing doesn't thing. Explain how she ended up under the track.
Well, if the think about if, where they're if standing.
She, if this is this is that little area, I feel like. Not right. This.
That's where the train would be, like the picture you're showing me. But that little space, there's a small space between you stepping on from the on the train to the landing thing, the little cement thing.
Okay, but how to okay.
So she must have fell through the slit, and luckily she fell in a good position to where she wouldn't.
Ooh, child.
Because if she fell while her mom was getting off the train was still there on that part where the police, you saw the police standing. So yeah. She fell in between. She's little. Oh, Lord. Well, I'm glad she survived. But why would you push somebody with a bit? And I believe it, too, because when I went to the Grand Canyon, they don't have any concept of personal space.
Girl, people don't have no concept of fucking manners. I had to
turn up on this Indian man on the bus because he smashed Brielle between himself and her grandmother, and I was going to go off.
Going? You didn't go?
I was going. I'm like, are you freaking serious? You're just going to sit here and try to squeeze your ass on this bus. You can't fit. Gotta wait for the next one. Like, so I understand they don't have any concept of personal space. Yesterday or the other day, I was in a grocery store about to check out in the self-checkout. This nigga is literally on my back. Mm-mm-mm. Like, so close. If he moved up another inch, my ass would have been in his pelvic region. And I'm trying to scoot up. And every time I scoot up, he scoot up. I'm like, why the fuck is he so close?
And I'm like, sir.
Jesus Christ. I'm like, sir. Oh my God, what in the world? I'm
like, hi.
But anyway.
How does my breath smell? Because you obviously close enough that I feel you breathing on the back of my neck. If you don't give me. We could have
took a selfie.
Give me motherfucking. I'd have pulled my phone out, bitch. Like, hi. Snapchat. Say hi.
Ears.
Say hi.
He's that close. With
say the ears hi. Because register. Clearly you wanted to be seen today.
I was like, oh my God, why is he so close to me? Why is he so close to me? Mm-mm. But I gotta remember, culturally, they don't know no personal fucking space.
Well,
so,
I'm going to teach you. Excuse me, sir. Give me 50
You're in
feet.
My bubble. You're in my fucking bubble. My mom told me if you get in my bubble, I have permission to hit you.
Yeah, that's, I feel
that's threatened. How I was raised.
I feel unsafe.
You come up in my space, my personal space, I have permission to assault you. Hmm. But yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy.
On to the next.
So we got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. And my hit country me? Voice hit me.
Come
so
on,
hit the me. Cops are called on a black man after singing lyrics to Jay-Z's 99 Problems. So Davon Eddington was enjoying a beer while talking to his brother on the phone in his backyard, his own backyard in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Come on, Tennessee.
He was talking about LeBron James and the Lakers when his brother called him a bandwagon Lakers fan. To which Davon replied, I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
What does that got to do
with I don't know what it got to do with what he was saying, but a nosy neighbor apparently overheard and misinterpreted the conversation.
Come on, peek it through the
window. So they opted to call the cops, reporting that she heard Davon saying, 99 problems and this bitch ain't one.
Oh, shit.
Which is also in the police report, which is shown.
That's fucking
first of all, they said fun. 99 problems in this bitch at one.
Oh, God.
Caller advised that he heard a male say he had 99 probs in the bitch at one. Hit Caller me. Advised that there is someone that is outside cursing. Are you kidding me? So he said the cops arrived at his property with their guns drawn. Before they realized it was complete misunderstanding. Why are your guns drawn to someone saying they have 99 problems and a bitch ain't one? We need guns for that?
I hate y'all.
I'm just so fucking tired. When they need to pass these laws where you waste a motherfucker's time, your ass is going to do a night in lockup.
Like, I need to have something. Your address to who's calling and where you calling from so I can pay you a visit real quick.
Read you your rights. Come do these 72 hours in this jail because I'm tired.
I'm motherfucking tired.
Tired. The fuck? Mind your motherfucking business. Whatever happened to y'all minding your business? Peeking out your windows, a straight shot might come at you. Mind your goddamn business. God damn. Can't even be in your own backyard talking to your brother, talking shit about sports without a damn white person snooping and calling the police.
Right.
I love some of y'all. Not all y'all get on my nerves like this. It's just the certain ones. See, like Charlamagne calls the crack-ass crackers are the ones that are racist bigots. Okay? And I am done and tired.
And as Amanda Seale says, there are people that are white and then there are people who happen to be white.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. That whole part. Okay? Now, let's get out of this shit. Into Black Excellence.
Yes.
Black Excellence is an all-time high.
Of course it's at an all-time high. Black folks consistently go high.
All right, so there is officially an Astroworld Day for Travis Scott in his hometown of Houston, Texas. The city declared November 18th Astroworld Day. I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Like, what do you do on Astroworld Day? What do you think happens?
Well, I was going to say, can't go to Astroworld because apparently it ain't there no more, as he said. You better hit up Travis Scott's, you know, hit the collection for the one time.
On Astroworld Day? Mm-hmm. They should have like parades and all types of shit. And
it should be something it should be something that's cultured, festive, and colorful.
Kind of like a black folks only Coachella.
Yeah. Well, actually, Astroworld. Isn't that what it is? Well, yeah. Is that what he's calling his tour? Astroworld Festival? Or is it just specifically that?
Astroworld Day, girl. What you talking
about? No. If you read the story.
I did.
It says over the weekend, Travis Scott hit the stage in his hometown of Houston for his inaugural Astroworld Festival. Following the turn up, the city declared November 18th Astroworld Day.
What is inaugural Astroworld Festival?
It's like the bringing in, the welcoming of, I'm assuming. Don't quote me.
So is this an annual thing?
That's what I'm saying. Is it going to be an annual thing?
Astroworld. Siri, let me ask you. Siri don't know.
Are we sure?
Siri, is the Astroworld Festival a yearly event?
Okay, I found this on the web for, is the Astroworld Festival a yearly event?
Or is this what just... you got, girl?
Oh, God.
What you got, Siri? Oh,
shit. I feel like Siri's voice got a little deeper. But anyways.
Oh, it was back in August? Oh, he announced it back in August.
So is it the tour? Because that's when the album came out, isn't it?
Yeah, but I thought it was just Astroworld Tour. I didn't hear about a festival.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it doesn't say, like, if he's going to do...
Is he calling it a festival? Because it's supposed to be...
It's just a hometown music festival.
Oh, okay. So that's cool. Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's what's up. I bet that bitch is colorful.
Yeah, that's probably decent. I want to go. I'll do it next year. I want to go. I want to go.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Well, but that's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Congratulations to you, Travis.
Let me see. Oh, Floatus. And she's going to forever be Floatus. We don't acknowledge that.
Who?
Pasty, bird.
Who's that?
Brained fucking immigrant.
Oh, whoa. Wait.
We don't.
Chill. It's not the fact that she's an immigrant. It's the fact that her husband, the carrot, should have gave her a little color and should have gave her a little intelligence.
Not what he got her for. He got her for looks.
I'm very aware.
He don't want him to be smart.
Come on, when your sugar daddy fuck around and get made the president. Okay. And now you got to act like the first lady.
Ain't what you signed up for, I know.
Damn sure what you signed up for.
So, Miss Floatus promoting her memoir, Becoming.
Yeah.
And it's one of the top selling books of the year. So, according to Hollywood Reporter, Barnes & Noble has said that Becoming is officially the fastest selling book of 2018. Touches on her childhood in Chicago, her time as first lady.
Beautiful. I feel like I can get a couple of those copies for Christmas gifts.
It's the most first week sales for an adult book in more than 3 years. Awesome.
I think I might have to cop four.
Mm.
These gonna be Christmas gifts.
Cop four? Mm-hmm. That would be a good Christmas gift, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the person I will get it for probably already got it, so never mind. I don't know who to get it for. I don't know people who actually like to read.
See, I know a couple. My mama gonna be pissed though.
Why's she gonna be pissed? Ain't you getting her one?
It was an idea. She was like, oh, this is it.
Oh, this is it? This is enough. What do you mean?
Don't let her fool you. Demita Senior spoiled as fuck.
Well, well. That's all I got for Black Excellence.
It's beautifuls. It's looking great out here for the black folk.
Mm-hmm. This week.
This week.
Now, we still got Thanksgiving ahead of us. So.
Oh, shit.
Well, y'all gonna do some fuck shit. I'm gonna talk about y'all plates.
Please don't put them funky ass. You know what? We're just gonna talk about it in a minute.
All right. Well, let's just get into the main topic. All right. So, main topic is going to be all things Thanksgiving.
Because why not? For real. I just want everybody to know that every time we come in there and we do this, when the theme music in the background change, I don't know what it's going to be every week. I'm just saying. So I'm hearing this for the first fucking time. Niggas. I've literally had a coworker sending me fucking memes and gifs and gifs from this fucking video all day.
OMG. Yes.
I'm like, y'all know what?
Anyways. Well, it's always going to be a classic. It's never going to get old.
It's a classic now. You're right.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about some food because I have strong opinions about the food that happens on Thanksgiving.
Don't we all?
But we're going to talk about what's the best stuff. What's some of your favorite, like your absolute favorite, just one thing, not like your absolute favorite.
My absolute favorite would have to be the greens. See, my family just had to alter it though for me because I don't eat pork, and they used to have like the ham hock and all that.
Smoked turkey is
shit. And once they put that smoked turkey in there, bitch,
and that thing start falling apart all up in them greens. Ooh, Lord.
What the cornbread.
Don't get no Jennie-O turkey though. We ain't doing that. Yeah. We ain't dying. Mama, over the green. We ain't dying over the greens.
Don't kill me this.
That ain't the way I want to go
Thursday,
out.
Thursday, guys. I gotta shift. I need to work.
You gotta work.
I gotta work, guys. Don't kill me.
Maybe you need to get sick.
Bitch, no, I need that all the time. But not die. You just need a little sickness. Just a little touch.
Just a little bit. Just a little something, something. Get a little something. But mine would be, I don't know. Why'd I say one? I should have said two. One, I would say mac and cheese. Would be my favorite when it's extra supers. Ooh, all the cheeses, let me tell you. Oh, I cannot wait to let my mac and cheese touch my sweet potatoes.
Yeah, sweet potatoes.
Oh my god. Amaze balls. Yes, bitch, yes.
Yes.
And what's the worst thing? It could either be something that your family makes or that you think someone else makes and you think is weird.
I think it's weird that niggas eat coleslaw, but that's just me.
On Thanksgiving?
Girl, look, I don't know. I was too dumb when a nigga told me that he ate coleslaw, period. I said, what?
I love coleslaw.
Not okay. The way he was explaining it.
Never mind. I don't want to hear how he explains it. I like coleslaw.
You got what and what? He was like, you don't like cabbage? Yeah, I like cabbage, but not sweet cabbage like that. What? What? No. And then he was like, you don't like it with the... No, I just said I ain't like none of that shit.
It's so good, but you don't eat that shit on Thanksgiving.
What else? I don't think that's appropriate. Like, gross.
Yeah. Y'all know mashed potatoes.
She has strong feelings about these mashed potatoes.
Are not a food that you cook on Thanksgiving. I don't care if they are...
Shoot, she hates y'all for these
extra whipped. I don't care if they rustic style. I don't care if they are... What's the damn word when you don't cook the potatoes all the way through? Al gratin, al dente, whatever the fuck, scalloped.
None of that.
I don't care. You don't cook it. Roasted... No, I don't care what you doing to
the
these.
The only potato that you are allowed to have on that plate
is a sweet potato. And you can throw some potatoes in your green beans and potatoes.
True.
Mashed potatoes.
No potato salad?
Fuck no. Potato salad did not make it on a Thanksgiving table. That's a cookout food. Like summertime cookout.
I don't know if that's one of mine. I don't think so.
And I was just saying, I haven't made potato salad in a long time, and y'all kind of make me want to make potato salad. But I only like my potato salad with my baked beans. They have to touch each other, and it's so good.
Oh God,
so that's why I say it's cookout food. Like, I don't make sweet potato salad on Thanksgiving.
And I get it. I definitely. No. Like, you can't have one without the other. It just don't feel complete.
Right. Glad you understand.
I do. At spiritual level on that one.
Yeah. We'll try to get up. I can think of no other dish that's horrible. Oh, one time... This was back when I think I was pregnant with Brielle. I was only like maybe 2 months or so this Thanksgiving. I was spending with Derek's family, and I met his stepsisters, and they had made the mac and cheese, but they made a mistake and got the nacho cheese. So it was, they were calling it nacho mac and cheese.
Oh, gross.
All Thanksgiving. And I was like, and they made a green bean casserole. Oh, dear sweet baby Jesus.
I like green bean casserole.
I do, but not on Thanksgiving.
See, that's the only time we get it. We don't get it in the year.
That's West Coast white people, you slave bastards. Y'all adapted some of their traditions. Because we don't make no green bean casserole as black people.
First off, nigga, it ain't got to be that bad. But damn, you make it sound like we out here just eating all the fucked up shit. Anyways,
eat green beans, but it's not in a casserole.
We only happen to have that on the holidays because we don't get that as a regular dish.
That's regular degular. You literally take
Green beans is regular degular.
You literally take green beans, cream of mushroom, French onions, and toss it all together and stick it in an oven.
And regular green beans ain't doing nothing but chopping up some motherfucking potatoes, opening that motherfucking can of fucking green beans and putting all in one
can?
Either way,
there should not be a can for no green beans in your kitchen. You need to get in the old school snap beans. Like my grandma used to get the big ass bag of snap, and me and my sister, you got to snap both ends off because it got the stems, and you in there snapping them fresh green beans. That is okay. That's a Thanksgiving thing because you don't snap your green beans every day for about 2 hours. So that is not considered basic to me because you're getting the actual fresh. You got to pop the stems off green beans.
And who's to say that they didn't do that with the casserole?
I don't give two shits. Green bean casserole is not for Thanksgiving.
Well, it's going to be at mine, so I'm going to have fucking great dish.
Well,
no, I'm defending that one.
I like it, but not on Thanksgiving. I didn't say it was nasty.
That's going to be on our menu.
Ever in my whole house.
That's on our menu this year.
In anybody's house.
And I'm content with
that. And all 9 of my grandma's kids.
I'm excited about my green bean casserole this damn year.
You're excited about it? Oh, no.
Bitch, this is my first year doing no pork in Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I'm excited about the little things.
God. Something you going to eat going to have pork in it.
It
ain't
going to
be pork.
No, it's not.
But it's going to be an ingredient that stems from
pork. I can't eat any pork byproducts.
So you mean to tell
me
there's not going to be not a single trace of pork in nothing that you eat on Thanksgiving?
No, my mom's already made a separate slut menu for me, actually. Thank you.
And everything she's using has... Because you know there's different words for pork, and you don't know it's pork, but it's pork.
I'm very aware.
Check out the labels, because I hate for you to be slumped.
All I'm saying is that my mother's already told me what stuff she's putting to the side, and that the stuff that is not going to be touching pork.
You don't even gotta use pork, though. So what is she gonna be? The ham? Okay.
I'm not eating ham.
I know that. It's pork.
They've made two different things of dressing. And that's another thing. Who the fuck eats stuffing?
You can put the...
My
turkey meat in the...
I know, but my mom... She wanted pork in hers. So she said, y'all got your own, you and Kintia.
With no pork?
With no pork.
No meat at all?
Girl. I think they used something else. I don't know what they used. But either way goes. And she said, the rest is for us. It was one of those moves. What else are we? I don't even know what all is on the menu. Pretty sure some candy yams.
Those are the staples. You gotta have your greens and your yams and your mac and cheese. What else? What other vegetables? The string beans and potatoes. I like bacon wrapped asparagus when I was eating bacon.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. My mom
Brussels
got
sprouts,
too many people come.
Roasted Brussels sprouts with the little crispy bacon crunches on top and a little bit of Parmesan cheese. That's good.
Never had it.
Sauteed squash and zucchini with little onions, and so good.
I feel
and
like
then,
that's a regular, degular
what else?
Meal.
That's another one. Can't think of it. There's another one, but I can't think of it. Mm-mm. But yeah, so it just depends. I always gotta have the staples. But I'm not a mashed potato person on the regular, daily, shmangler basis, so I just don't see the need for mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving.
You're just gonna forever keep going back to the mashed potatoes. We wouldn't even talk about mashed potatoes no more. That's saying, how bothered you are about it.
We're talking about the worst ones, and I think mashed potatoes.
What? Have you had stuffing?
Dressing?
No. See, that's what I'm saying. Stuffing and dressing are two different things.
We don't do nothing with stuffing, but literally stuff the turkey with like a stuffing mix.
I was just asking because like, I've never.
Not like the stove top though. There's another one that's actual bread crumbs because that's all that it is bread. Correct. But it's like, yeah.
I've just never.
That's what we use. And we actually bake an actual cornbread and then you use those little bread crumb things. Correct. And you get your shit together with your broths and your whatever else, your onions and your meat and all that good stuff. Make sure it's nice and moisturized. Get your little eggs, crack them in there, mix it up real good. Get your melted butter, make sure it ain't dry, you know.
And what did we just
nothing
make?
Worse
and what did we
than
just
dry
make?
Dressing.
Boom, that's what I'm saying. You literally went from what stuffing is and turned into dressing. You literally went and made. I asked about stuffing and we still ended up at dressing. Okay.
It's dressing. I don't know what makes it dressing, maybe because we bake it.
I'm talking about more. I was just asking if you'd ever had
stuffing.
Because
to me, stuffing is the stovetop stuff that's still kind of mushy, you know?
I don't know. I just know that.
But I know that dressing is going to be like a mac and cheese style. You're going to cut a little square out of
kinda
there.
Kind of like casserole-ish.
You're going to put your little gravies on top of whatever.
Or the cranberry sauce.
Or your cranberry sauce. Oh, yes. God. Mac and cheese and dressing with some cranberry sauce. That's the fucking perfect mixture.
Jesus like Christ.
Orgasm in your mouth. It's just wonderful. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Let's carry
get something to my child. All right, so, you know, Thanksgiving, we get to see the family normally. I don't get to see no family this year, but it's okay, I guess.
Same, nigga.
So which family, when you do get, you always get with your family because they're all mostly here, but which family member do you always want to see on Thanksgiving? There's always one person you'd be like, dang, I hope aunt so-and-so or cousin so-and-so comes.
All them niggas always come. Ain't never.
Nobody never shows up. There's not one family member who's like shady and they don't come to stuff.
Nah, shockingly enough, you would think, but no, actually.
None of them will stay away.
Nah, cause when my mama cook, everybody's fucking coming. What you mean? They be like, oh, Demita cooking? Oh.
So who's the one that always come in empty-handed and leave with all the plates?
You know what? I ain't pinpointed no culprit yet. We had
still a mystery.
Yeah. Not leaving. Even that. Not because everybody at least, you know, they bring a drink. Somebody brought a pumpkin pie one year.
Ooh.
I love me a pumpkin pie, but I was like, wait, it's only certain places you can get the pumpkin pie. But that's just neither here nor there. I prefer sweet potato. But you know.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Am
I gonna make a sweet potato pie this year, or should I buy a patty pie? I'm gonna make one. No,
I was
like,
gonna say, don't do that. Patty I feel pie like patties like every day.
Patties is good, but I feel like she overdoes it on the spice, like the allspice and nutmeg. Nutmeg and stuff. Mm. I kind of like mine's a little more balanced.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I can't think of none of my family that didn't get caught not bringing shit, because every nigga know. Guess what? You better bring something, because guess what? You're not leaving with anything if you don't.
You might not eat it all.
My mom's nice enough for that. That's me. I'm more
you
that
don't
person.
Get nothing. I'm bring like, shit, what you bring? Shit.
What you bring? What you
forks don't count.
No, the fuck they don't.
Forks don't count.
And dishwashing liquid don't either. You about to wash all these dishes, bitch? You might just get lucky then.
Oh, leave the people alone on Thanksgiving.
I am. I'm not going to be there.
So who's the one family member that's always starting shit, who gets the party jumping? I got my little crazy aunt who's like 4 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
call. They get the Hennessy, and then we get to listening to Tony.
That's where it always starts.
And then she gets to reminiscing to her young days, and she starts to tell the stories about how when she used to beat people's asses, and then she gives you live motion picture movements of how the fights went.
Oh, like that Marge meme? With the wah wah,
she be going in. My aunt's crazy, and everybody just sit back and just die laughing because she is a live character. So that would be my little short aunt who's always stirring up the ratchetry.
The ratchetry. Mm-hmm. You know what? If anybody, it would have to be my mama.
Your mom is the one that started.
I mean, it ain't nothing bad. Shit. Oh no, not talking shit. Just, you know, she put on the music. Aye! One of those kind of thing.
Oh
yeah, she get in her mood and her.
But my mama a whole rat.
My mama ain't no rat. Just know the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Okay, little baby rat.
It's okay as long as you got it's a balance. You got to have classy with a little ratchet. It's balance.
It's a little sprinkle. A
little sprinkle of ratchet.
That was my little...
Which pinky up when you're taking your drink?
Ratchet dust. That was me sprinkling.
And when God made her, he said... what's that, God? You'll find out later. A little spice in there.
Oh my God. But yeah. So, what was your best experience with Thanksgiving? What was your worst experience?
Shit, I might have to say this might be the worst this year. Like, although it's nice to make some money, I don't want to be at work between the prime time of dinner time.
Right. Huh, they gonna make you a to-go plate, child?
Yes.
Several.
My family plans on making a plate for me. I already told them, hold it down for OG.
Oh. Hold it down for OG.
While I'm rolling around Chandler, I'll be...
They'll give me a sweet potato.
There'll be like 20 people at my house enjoying dinner while I'm at work. That's some shit.
I
feel like this might have to be the worst year. My best year. I don't know. Best year? I mean, I will say I have more good years than I've had bad, so.
Well, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. What's my best one? I would say my first Thanksgiving on my own, having to cook all my own food and stuff. That was pretty dope. Everything came out perfect. I was pretty proud of myself. The worst one would have to be this one, only because my family dynamic has changed. That was why I would say it would be the worst one.
Yeah, little adjustments.
Yeah.
You're going to make the best of what it is.
But yeah, so that's the best and worst for me. And who and what do you not bring to Thanksgiving dinner?
Don't bring no man, because I'll tell you one thing. My family ain't meeting them over the holidays. Fuck that. You got to get past the holiday trial. I'm not bringing nobody new during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Because then niggas be wanting to be like, so where's so-and-so? Mm-mm, we left in the holiday season. That was last year. We in the new year. I don't need all that negativity.
That was cuffing season. I was trying them out. Might not make it.
See, that was last year. Old boy didn't make it.
Might not make the spring training.
He did not make it through the trial period. He didn't make it past... Shit, he didn't make it past December. I don't think. No, because on Christmas, he most definitely asked me if I was... When I posted a meme saying, I don't want nobody to ask me why I'm single on Christmas. And he was like, oh, so you single? I said, yeah, I'm single till you change it. He didn't make it, y'all.
Oh, okay, well.
But we don't bring no new man around.
That's for sure. That's no new man, no new woman.
No, none of that.
Especially not in a black household.
Woo-cha.
Because not all your family may be niggas, but there's quite a few niggas who's not going to let that person slide.
They're like, who this is?
And that's always scary.
Woo-cha.
Okay, you don't do that. If they haven't met them prior to the holiday, you just don't pop them up on the holiday. Because you're subject to be angry. Cousins, like, who niggas the fuck don't is care.
This? No.
And then they gonna fuck your shit. Ass up. What happened to the one girl? What the? You gonna be trying to shut them up? Mm-hmm. I got petty people like that. So yeah.
Shit, my family is those petty people. Shit, mm-hmm. I'm that petty person. Like, so what happens? No, okay.
Oh, all right. So.
Yeah. And look, somebody. I always get it done to me. I got to do somebody else too.
Yes. And what not to bring? Don't bring extras.
Don't bring your own Tupperware, bitch. Don't be that damn bold.
Do bring your own Tupperware just in case. I do say be prepared in case I do extend
you better
food to you.
Plate it up.
Because you're not taking
paper
mine.
Plate it up. You better learn the fork.
I prefer you travel with Tupperware. It's cleaner. So bring your fucking own.
Nah, because that makes me feel like you about to take up way too much more than you ain't supposed to be.
You ain't got to let me know that you got them until I say extend the offer, then you pop your own shit out. I'll control the portions. I'll control the portions that you get.
I'll be like, oh, so you was ready.
But you're not taking my shit.
You too ready.
Well, when you come somewhere else to eat, you should be ready. And if your food is good, that's a great sign that they're taking it home.
My mom already done said she about to be watching people like hawks. Because what y'all not going to do is snatch up all the fucking food.
Well, y'all got 20 niggas in there. All the food snatched as it is. Okay.
I don't want to talk about
it. Scraping and scrapping.
My little brother's pissed.
Aw.
He was like, do you know I was floored when mom told me that there was 20 niggas coming through this house? I was like, well, oh no.
20 niggas coming through this house. Well,
I was weak as hell.
Well, hallelujah to that.
My mom's. Ooh.
So, white Thanksgiving versus black Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin pie.
Green bean casserole, mashed potatoes.
Shut the fuck up. Not the green bean casserole. I'll roll with you on the mashed potatoes, because that definitely ain't popped up in my house, and it won't pop up in my house. But definitely the pumpkin pie. Double eggs.
I like deviled eggs, but I don't think I've ever specifically had them for Thanksgiving. I don't see the problem in it. I think it'll be okay.
I didn't say it was a problem. You
like
just
a cute little, like a cute little, not like it's part of the dinner, like maybe cute little appetizers while you cooking so people can kind of eat type of thing. You'll make some shit like that.
I didn't say it was bad. I was just comparison things that pop up at two different cultures.
White people make deviled eggs for sure?
Yes.
Oh.
My uncle got a little, let me
confirm. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, thanks. I appreciate it, Mr. Engineer, confirming that I know a little bit about what's popping up at the houses I be eating at. Okay.
Okay, well, yeah. Eat at white people's houses?
Hello? Clarify. Let me clarify.
I said like it was the most terrible thing in the world. Yeah, I said,
exactly.
You eat at white people's houses?
Right. Damn. For clarification, my uncle. And his roommate. Well, she is Caucasian. And Kudo. She Kudo. She cool people.
Her name's what?
Ann.
Roommate.
That is not a conversation we're having
keep
on the
going
mic.
Going back to roommate.
And we're going
but to. But I'll figure it out later. Okay.
We'll talk about this later. Needless to say, she be over, you know, making sure everything's done, whatnot. You know, they used to always have a popping ass ham. Not gonna lie.
To popping ass ham.
Popping ass ham.
They That's had the name bird. Of this episode. Popping ass ham.
They had the turkey on deck. They always. Oh, apple pie. Apple pie.
I like apple
pie.
Crisp. I make an apple crisp. It's just like apple pie, except for it's open face, and you make like the little oatmeal, cinnamon sugar sprinkle on top. It's like a streusel.
I've never had that.
Girl, bomb. Ooh. Homemade vanilla ice cream. Boom. Bow. Whipped cream.
My ears, bitch. Damn.
Whipped cream. That is all.
Okay, you sound like Emerald over here in the damn kitchen. Bang, like damn, bitch. Okay, let me know what's up. But yes, apple pie, pumpkin pie, deviled eggs, pickles. Don't ask why the pickles is there, but I was tearing them bitches up.
Pickles.
Order. Then they had the fruit. That the fruit. The
ambrosia salad.
No, thank God. Oh God, no. The veggie tray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she had a little, you know, little hors d'oeuvres before the actual meal. I can never remember the actual size that we had there, though. But that's also because my fat ass would eat all the veggies.
I think I want to make fried cabbage this time around. I like fried cabbage. Anywho, sir. black people, we always got the staples. Collard greens. Yes. Okay. Baked macaroni and cheese. White people make macaroni and cheese, but they don't bake it.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't do that over here.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
If it ain't baked, it ain't coming to the kitchen.
Baked, and when you slice that mug open and you get a scoop, the cheese better be stringing and ling-a-ling-a-ling-a.
That's when you know, I hate you.
Because if it ain't, that shit is dry. Mm-mm. It's going to sit there. Mm. Nobody going to want no
it's
more.
It's going to be a motherfucking brick.
That tells a tale. That shit's still a full pan at the end.
These are facts. If you want to know how well you cook, trash. My nigga, look for the macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's the telltale signs of how your damn dishes went.
Damn sure is. That is the end all be all. That is the bar.
That okay. is.
That's the fucking bar.
It's kind of hard. I mean, it's easy to fuck up because a lot of people fuck it up. Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't be as easy to fuck up as it is.
Right.
Because there's really not a whole lot of...
I do the most for my mac and cheese. However, I don't think it's hard.
That's my point. It's a simple dish. Niggas always just fucking it up.
Yeah, some people... Some one girl told me her grandma put mustard in it. So put mustard for what?
For what?
For color. For what color? Yellow? Like yellow, yellow,
mac
like fluorescent yellow,
orange,
like
with the cheese.
It's like a yellow orange.
No,
there's actually a macaroni and cheese crayon.
Okay, and I'm pretty
it's
sure
that
it
color.
Got,
it's like a yellowy tint of orange, like a. Orange.
It's supposed to be more orange than yellow.
I don't know if I want to say that macaroni and cheese is orange. That's strange.
Depends on what kind of cheese you're
like
using.
A little orange.
What kind of cheese are you using?
I use all types of cheese.
But
so mine don't end up orange.
A lot of the cheese that I know that my family uses cheddar. Like they use.
Yeah, I use.
And that's why
I'm
ours
not
going to
tell
orange.
Y'all my secret. But mine don't end up that orange because I don't use a heavy amount of cheddar. I use several different types of cheeses.
But see, that's different. That's why I say mine is orange because I know they use cheddar. But I know that's not the only cheese they use. It's just, it's the dominant color.
The dominant cheese. Okay, yeah.
Yeah
no,
that's
mine's.
It. That's
gets
all.
Diluted by the time I'm done.
Yeah, I believe that. Save the flavor ass.
By the time I'm done, yes, it's no longer orange.
No.
That color is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's black versus white. We didn't want a black. Oh, chitlins. Black people and their fucking chitterlings.
I don't want to talk about
and
it.
And your gizzard gravy. Uh-uh. No. No, no, no. No on the gizzard gravy. I don't like slave food.
Except what's wrong with gizzard gravy? Uh-uh. I mean, I don't
like gizzards.
Okay, say that.
Yeah. The gizzards have like a weird, I can't explain it. One
it's
time I take somebody's giblet. Is it giblets or grit? I don't fucking know.
It's the same.
Giblet
one
gravy.
The same.
Oh, they call it giblet gravy. Okay. So, yeah. No, I don't like the texture of those things. Ugh.
They do too. The texture is weird. Yeah, no. My mama's tried that. I'm like,
What else
this might
got?
Not be it for me.
Sometimes I would fried chicken would pop up on Thanksgiving, just like a little small little serving of fried chicken.
I think my mama said they frying catfish this year.
Ooh, hallelujah! That sounds good.
Yeah, catfish might be. I think is on the menu.
That sounds super good. Yum, yumzers.
That's one thing I get to eat. Look at guys.
What else be popping up at black people's? Cabbage pops up.
Cabbage, yeah. I know I don't ever see no salad. Thank God.
Nah. No type of salad.
No. I'm just sitting here just reminiscing through my little brain, you know, shuffling through to see if I remember it. No
salad.
Salad,
no pasta salad, no macaroni salad, no potato salad. At least not in my
I don't think potato salad is made to the kitchen. I mean, it made it to the table.
No. Potato salad do sound good, though. I haven't had it in forever.
Some baked beans, sis. Baked beans.
Should I make a non-traditional?
Bitch, do what you want. This is
that sounds
house.
Super good. Super, super good. Okay. All right. So now I was looking on.
Let me find out you trying to plan your menu through this episode.
Oh, I was looking, scrolling through the internet.
Okay, change the topic. Real
through
quick.
The interwebs. And I was looking at these Thanksgiving memes. And oh my God, some of them are so freaking funny. So I'm going to go through some. They have me weak. So these are the Thanksgiving clapbacks. And one of them was like, the aunt says, that's like your third plate. You can stop now. Me, like, that's your fourth baby daddy. When you gonna stop? And then they showed the boy sipping his tea. I was like, oh God, zingers at the. Yeah.
womp. That's when you know you gotta run.
That would mostly probably be me and my sisters giving zingers to my my two male cousins that we were really close with when we all lived in Virginia, because they always had some shit going with them baby mamas and wives and mm-hmm. all types of shit. So that sounds like something me and my sisters would be saying over there. So let me see. There's another one that made me laugh, and it was like, what happened to your little boyfriend? Me, what happened to your little marriage? Oh, that's below the belt.
Oh, bitch, you can get slapped up.
That's now, that's the type of fighting shit.
That's a square up moment.
My people just can't get together and just like each other, huh?
No, not even on one day. Mm. Only time they like each other when it's burying time. You know I'm telling the truth.
And this is the last one I'm going to see. Uncle, that ain't all your hair. They mean all your kids. Oh. Are black people really this mean to each other?
Yes, there are some evil bitches in the world. I encountered one hoe that ain't had no motherfucking hair on her head, and she wants to talk about me and my hair.
One of your family members?
No, she ain't family. That bitch is...
Oh, okay, well...
Needless to say, she was a family friend. But that hoe ain't nobody's family nor friend.
Well, okay.
With her motherfucking tulip-looking motherfucking blonde wig.
Tulip blonde wig?
Bitch, you know how those little flowers, they look like they just set them on, you could just set them on something and look like a hat? That's what the fucking wig look like. But anyways.
Party city.
Bitch, very much so with them blue contacts.
What the hell kind of monster is this that you're
She wanted to look like Mary J, and she was a cracked out version.
Even with a blonde wig and what color contacts?
Blue.
Who she looking like? Trying to look like?
She was a demon out of hell, if you ask me.
I don't know no Mary Jane with no blonde wigs and blue eyes.
Mary J. Blige with no blonde hair?
And blue eyes?
Not the blue eyes. Not the blue eyes. That was her remix
she
version.
She was trying to be Cameron Diaz.
That was her real. Don't do Cameron like that.
You got a freestyle. Did you write your rhymes? Did you write your bars?
Bitch, what?
Your bars. Did you write them?
Nigga, when would I have time? You
want to take a brief intermission while you...
Bitch, why go you, first.
I didn't write my bars either. I went straight up freestyle.
Looks like we're going to take it.
Straight up. Quick intermission. Alright. So I'm only going to do one thing in the trash. I kind of touched over the other thing, which was the Macy's thing. They were in the trash. So
already just got know y'all way. Ain't shit for not giving us a black daddy with the black mama and the three kids. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. So so this one is more, I've been seeing a lot of memes floating around, like about guys, girls getting cussed out in their inboxes, and when they are rejecting guys or not responding to guys who are in their DMs and their little egos are hit and they go crazy. So recently there was a Chicago hospital shooting where the gunman came in and I think three people lost their lives.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. The shooter was the ex-fiance of the doctor that was killed. What was his name?
His name was Juan Lopez.
Juan Lopez. And what was her name? Tamara O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
She was the doctor. And I guess they had, were scheduled to be married at the end of last month, and they never got married. They had an argument outside of the hospital, and he came back and killed her and two others. He's also been killed as well, but it's unclear if he killed himself or if he was killed by police at this moment. Like, what is happening to men where not, it's just, I'm hearing too much of it here recently where you guys, everything's not going to go your way. Like, it's such a child tantrum to have if something doesn't go your way that you have to injure someone, put your hands on someone, or kill someone. Like, it's okay. Life goes on. There's plenty of fish in the sea. What's meant to be will be. Like,
just know, nigga, I'm not the one for you. we were not meant to
be. Like, accept that and move on. And it's okay. No one has because, to die.
Exactly. And unfortunately for a lot of us women, these are things that we have to fear. So when we're taking your number at the club, just know it may not be because we like you, nigga. It might be to just save our lives. Because exactly. We don't know exactly what the fuck you're capable of. And we don't want to find out. We want to live to see another day. And God willing, you still don't feel a type of way. I can't explain how many times I've dealt with stupidity in my inbox, which I've explained several times on here. And it's just because men having their egos bruised. Like, it's okay for me to tell you no. I have the right to tell you no, just like you have the right to tell me no.
You don't owe me.
You don't owe me, bitch. You're not God. You ain't my parents. And you damn sure ain't my nigga. That's what you're trying to be. And clearly, you see why you're not.
Going about that wrong.
Thank you. You think this is going to make it better? No. My thing is, y'all need to be able to take no as a no. When someone tells you no, it means no. And it's okay.
Next person might tell you yes. I'm just not going to tell you yes. And you should be okay with that. I should still have my life, even if I tell you no.
Exactly. I shouldn't have to fear for my life by rejecting you to save your ego. Mm. Your ego should not be the thing that concerns me about my safety.
Crazy. Be careful who you out here dating. Be careful whose heart you're breaking and you're playing around with and you're leading on and all of those things, because folks out here are mentally unstable, not getting the help they need, and this type of shit is taking place.
And y'all think these little memes is funny, like talking about I got one good relationship or one attempt at a relationship in me. No, that shit is real for some people. Like, they literally go ape shit, and that's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate. And that is trash. Like, take no for an answer. It's okay. I don't know.
It'll be all right.
It's crazy. You don't have to call nobody out their name and threaten folks and kill people. And wow, it ain't that damn serious.
It's not, but y'all make it that serious for no reason. Because in reality, if I tell you no, you might be one no away from the yes of your life.
Just not right here. This it's is just, not the one.
We that might not even be capable.
The one or the two.
The one or the two or the three. Like, for real. Like, if I literally, like, one time I gave somebody a chance, I was like, this ain't gonna work. I was up front. This ain't gonna work. And they were like, no, we gonna make this work. Nigga, no, we're not. And then this nigga called me from 1:30 to 4 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. We all remember how that played out. And that was because I told this nigga no.
Well,
ooh, 2018 has been here. A hell of a year.
Be careful out here in these streets. And that's all we got for the trash. So me and Demi, we did a little rappy rap. The engineer requested that we do a little freestyle.
Coached us through
a little bit of 16 barge. I think combined. We both did about 8 bars. So combined, that's 16.
We did a 16 for
we
y'all.
We did a 16 together. It's done.
It is done.
Collectively. It but was before a collaboration. We get
into that, yes, before we get into that, let's touch on the last few things we have. Eye Care coming up on December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to see you all there. The links will also be placed there.
Description
with the descriptions. The Riot, Annika's her story
rap effect too. Yep,
that's on December 15th.
Go on Eventbrite and
buy your tickets.
Search both of them, Eye Care and the Rap R. How you spell rap?
W-R-A-P
F-F-E-C-T 2, like the Roman numeral 2.
And with that being said.
With that being said.
Oh, engineer want to come through?
Real quick, man. They struggle with these bars.
Oh! Really? You said we did a good job.
They did a good job, but they struggle with these bars. But I just got a couple of shout outs that I want to give to a couple guys. Y'all thought Jay-Z was good. Y'all thought Lil Wayne was good. But I got to give a shout out to my boy Lamarck and Ray. If we had Ray here, we wouldn't have no issue with this, because that nigga Ray got bars behind bars. This nigga got an album coming out called Bars Behind Bars.
You
bars,
know what? Period.
It's called Bars, right, period. Bars Period. If it's dropping in January next year, 2019, you know what I'm saying? Look up for my boy Ray. Just want to give him a shout out real quick before we drop this shit. Y'all, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Peace out.
Get out of here.
I hate you.
This is ridiculous.
I'm at random. I got a whole shout out.
They struggled with these bars.
First off,
I want to give a shout out to my boys. You thought Jay-Z was good.
First off, Ray will come through with some singing. Don't play.
Oh my God.
Now we all know I can sing.
It's called
that.
Bars, period.
Period.
What the fuck, man? Demi,
go! Come in when I want to!
Whoa, you was taking a long time. Okay, I'll shut up.
Yes, shut the fuck up! Gosh!
Keep that.
I wanna say I'm thankful for all my friends and family. Of course, ooh, you make me who I am today. Don't forget to save me a plate. Mom is in the kitchen making all the fixings. Wanna thank God for all my many blessings. Hey,
Demi on the beat. Demi on the beat. Demi on the beat.
I hate you, bro.
This is fun stuff.
Let's go, Star.
Oh, I gotta wait till my beat drop.
Oh, bitch, but you couldn't wait for mine.
I'm in the booth, guys. All right. Where we at? I don't know where I want to start.
Bitch! If you don't have it right now.
All right. It got to go. I'm going to be off beat in a second.
Oh, fuck.
Just do what you can, man.
Lil bitch, let me tell you something. I ain't trying to prove. It's be rapping by some carpet sucker that
I try. I hate you.
Oh, I need to start over, guys.
Nigga, get okay. You too. Oh, my God.
Can you get it out?
Oh my God.
It's getting hot in this booth. Hold on. I am so weak right now. I'ma try it again. Lil bitch, let me tell you something I ain't trying to do is be rapping about some garbage like what I'm trying to prove. Catch me in the kitchen just flicking up my wrist. I'm thankful for my family, babe, and all my boss bitch friends.
Yay! Okay.
Bitch.
Cut. Well, now that you've heard all that, we would like to end with the moral of the story.
The moral of the story is, I don't want your green bean casserole, your mashed potatoes on my motherfucking dinner table.
Wow. Demi wants the green bean casserole. Fuck what she got to say.
I do not.
That's Star. Anyways, I'm here for the yams. I'm here for all the things come Thanksgiving. And, you know, be okay with a no. Be kind to people. Mm-hmm. Be thankful for all the blessings that we have, because obviously life is too short to not be thankful.
Exactly. That's the moral. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and tell y'all what we always tell you around this time.
Not around this time. You got real country there, girl.
This time. Bye.